Six-year-old Amran is one of the youngest patients in the hospital. He has difficulty walking. It's easy to see why. I'm here because they shot me, Amran says. He was fleeing Syria with his mother when security forces opened fire. His mother survived unscathed. Amran will be disabled for life. There are many other injured Syrian children at this private Tripoli clinic. The doctors asked us not to identify its whereabouts. Patients hide their faces. Many are wounded anti-government protesters. They say if they are identified, their families in Syria would be tortured and killed. This protester is keeping up his fight via the internet, distributing videos from inside Syria. He gave us this footage of a protest and funeral in Homs. With pride, he says he is the man in white on the shoulders of a friend. In Arabic, the kashush, the one who leads the chanting.
I'm lucky to have a strong voice, and I'm also musical. I used to put all of my heart into it, and I used to be the one who used to chant. The people want the downfall of the regime. The people want the regime to go.
His luck ran out 4 months ago. He was shot at a protest. The man on the bed next to him saved his life and took him on the highly dangerous route to Lebanon.
Yes, this is a dangerous thing to do. When we joined these protests, we said we would either survive or die. That was our motto. I was part of Assad's army. I defected because of what it did. This army is cruel. They go into people's homes. It doesn't matter if it is a child or an old person. The army would kill them.
In the neighboring room, more wounded protesters. This man shows us the bone fragments removed from his leg after he was shot.
This is not sectarian. It's Assad himself who wants there to be a civil war. He would use that against us. He's used everything against us. Warplanes, artillery. He's done horrific things. You should see Baba Am in Homs, where I come from. You would cry if you saw how people are surviving.
The patients here say they can't get treatment in Syria because security forces regularly raid hospitals to arrest protesters. They say they are lucky to get treatment in Lebanon. For others in this clinic, luck and fortune have been brutally stolen away by a conflict that does not discriminate by age. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Tripoli, Lebanon.